As you've been hearing, the United States and Ukraine are said to have agreed on a minerals deal overnight. It's reported that this deal would see the US and Ukraine jointly develop the country's mineral wealth. Just last week, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had rejected US demands for $500 billion in mineral wealth to compensate for the billions of dollars of wartime aid the country had received under President Joe Biden. Dr. Jenny Mathers, Senior Lecturer in International Politics at Aberystwyth University, joins us now. Dr. Mathers, thank you for joining us this morning. This is quite the turnabout in relations between the US and Ukraine, isn't it? Or is it?
It is, definitely, because, this is reflecting, I think, two things. Firstly, Donald Trump's very transactional attitude towards politics and foreign policy, that he wants to strike a deal. He wants to get something allegedly for all the money that the US has invested, etc. But also, of course, it reflects Donald Trump's hostility and suspicion of Ukraine, frankly, and his much greater affinity with Russia and with Vladimir Putin. So I think putting these two things together, Zelensky in Ukraine was under an enormous amount of pressure, and apparently withstood it to the extent that he was able to ameliorate the original terms of the deal that Trump officials gave him. But we don't know all the details of the final deal just yet.
Yeah, one of the things we're hearing is that there are no explicit security guarantees contained within this deal. Is that something that is going to be of concern to Ukraine and its allies?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the big sort of features of Trump's second administration in terms of its attitude towards its allies, towards NATO, towards Europe, towards security, is that the Trump administration seems to feel that it no longer has a great deal of interest in what happens in Europe. It's not particularly interested in providing security guarantees for NATO in general, and certainly not interested in providing security guarantees for Ukraine. So we have to sort of see how things develop, because as we've said, we only have a partial picture of what this deal offers, and there might be other further arrangements to be made, based on this deal. But it doesn't look very positive in terms of the U.S. providing the kind of security backup under the Trump administration that Ukraine was able to rely upon when Biden was president.
President Zelensky is now expected to meet with President Trump at the White House on Friday. What can we expect from that meeting, and what can it mean for the war in Ukraine?
Well, I think what we can expect from the meeting, who knows? I mean, this is the life under Donald Trump's presidency, is things can go in all kinds of different directions. So there will certainly be a spectacle of some kind. That's all we can say for sure. But in terms of what it means for the war in Ukraine, well, we know that Trump is impatient to get a peace deal sorted out. However, it's not clear whether the Russian side is quite as eager to actually arrange some kind of a final outcome, because lately the Russian foreign ministry has been making noises about how the so-called special military operation in Ukraine has not yet achieved its outcomes, and there's more that the Russians want to get out of Ukraine. So it isn't clear exactly how quickly any kind of a peace deal, or indeed even a ceasefire, will be able to achieve.
Now, before that meeting, the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is due to meet with President Trump tomorrow. Does the minerals deal change the tone and expectations around that meeting now?
Well, it might a bit. It might change the tone in the sense that Trump is likely to be a little bit more satisfied, a little bit more, in a good mood than perhaps he would have been if the deal had not been struck. So from that point of view, Keir Starmer can probably take some benefit from that. But on the other hand, there's no indication, for example, from President Macron's visit earlier in the week, that Trump is made any fundamental shift. There's still a very strong pro-Russian orientation. He's still echoing Kremlin talking points about Ukraine being responsible for the war and so on. Keir Starmer is going to have a very difficult line to walk to try and encourage Trump back from the brink of walking away from NATO effectively, and trying to get him back on the side of the supporters of Ukraine.
Dr. Jenny Mathers, Senior Lecturer in International Politics, thank you for joining us.